Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, there's no bridge and no tunnel, Paul.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, what are we doing?
Well, we're going to have to turn
back. We're not, mate.
We just go back.
Yeah, just go back. Just come back the way we came.
Yeah, just retrace the steps.
Yeah. Just run back to Chesham. Hey fellas.
Hey.
Hey.
So how long is it though since I should look? I need to know so I can tell Steve where we did that.
Yeah.
We've been, by the way, you're joining us. We've now
Three and a half
hours, 15 miles. So
3.5 hours, 15 miles, slow miles, a lot of mulch underfoot. Hilly.
You could think right back.
Rucksack.
When we started episode 2, we were just getting into what felt like the Chilterns, like the tops and the woods.
Yeah.
That's actually, apart from Wendover, that's where we've been now for a couple of hours, really, isn't it? And it's nice. It's a real vibe.
Vibe.
I just need to see what that says. Yeah, that's brilliant. Your instincts are good, Paul.
Really?
Because you know how long it is since we pressed record?
Don't know.
1 hour. On the baton.
It's one of those things, isn't it?
So we've got to basically eke this out, be relentlessly entertaining, and run at least 5 miles.
Yeah, we can do this. We can do this.
Well, I should tell you, this next part here, welcome to Tring Park. So we've done it. We've made it to Tring.
Yeah.
And this is another really nice...
We're virtually there.
Top of the... along the top of the Chilterns, kind of boulevard, if you will, through the trees. Comme un boulevard, monsieur. Hey, wait a minute. Did you just have a block?
Yeah. Oh, do you want one?
I should eat something. Oh, I can't eat your stuff when I've got a pocket full of ridiculousness behind me. I mean, I could have a Starburst.
Go for it.
I think my banana's in a bit of a state.
Yeah.
I can't find my potato. Potato's what I fancied. See, this is a nice part.
I mean, take a moment to find your potato if you want.
Hold up.
Get your potato, mate.
Potato rummage, potato rummage.
Thank you, baked potato.
That's what we did.
Thank
couldn't
you,
help
potato.
But rummage, because the potato's gone down below.
Thank you, baked potato.
And you love potato so. I thought the weather was going to get worse and worse, but the sun has crept back through, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
Can you zip me up? I think actually that bit up there by the farm where I said about the Casey Musgrove song and the Stand of Trees.
Yeah.
I think it's just really haunted up there.
Yeah.
I think it's just where the evil was.
Nice.
Sure you don't want it?
No, I'm all right. Mm. That long stretch up from Wendover was hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're doing all right now.
That we did all right. We felt the... Yeah. The power of the top of that hill, I think.
Yeah, we ran it. We
ran
up
the worst of it. Here's a nice picture of us coming through the woods. Hey! There's the great path.
We haven't fallen yet.
Oh, kibosh.
Yet.
And here's a nice close-up of Rob's potato.
And we're in the last quarter.
Definitely
of a long
last
run.
Quarter.
Yeah.
Part of me thinking, I hope we get to 20. Part of me thinking, oh no.
It doesn't matter if you don't.
The last episode only took us 10 minutes. We're already on the train.
It's time on your feet, isn't it? We'll have run for over. 4 hours.
That's the important bit.
I think it is at this stage. Yeah.
Well, you've done first. That's been a key part of your training.
First time with my rucksack.
Yeah, how's your rucksack feeling now? Any
it feels good. I mean, I don't feel any chafing or anything, but I'm wearing a jacket, which I won't in the marathon, but it feels like a nice bit of kit. And I'm learning how to tighten little bits, whatever, if it feels a bit loose when I'm running and all that.
No, that's good too. Actually, just
the main problem is this water. I can't work out how to use water.
Lots of open dogs.
Hiya.
Hi there.
Hiya.
Hey.
Hello, mate.
Hi.
It's all right. Some people almost feel like they've got to apologise just for having dogs. So you don't have to apologise. It's all right. Just don't let them jump up at me.
It's not like being hungry. Yeah.
How's your potato?
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so nice. I'm freaking out. It's waxy, it's creamy. If I look at it carefully, I can see Jesus.
Loving a baked potato. Thank you, baked potato.
So easy, because we had homemade wedges last night.
All right, yeah.
So I meant to put it in with them, but I forgot.
Right.
So I popped in my little potato after the wedges were done. I just left it in the oven for another 20 minutes, half hour. Of course, the big pan full of used oil from the wedges.
Yeah.
Smoked so much.
Nice, right.
Our eyes are watering for the rest of the night. We had to open all the windows. Skills! This is nice, isn't it?
This is really nice, yeah.
This is like that other boulevardy bit through the woods. This is posher.
Yeah.
You can tell we've arrived in a park because it's quite solid.
Yes.
It's like a built-up road. And there's people here. Nice, well-turned-out people.
Back to civilization. I had my... I had a big sort of pre-packed pasta dish last night.
Nice.
After the gig, because the gig finished about 9 o'clock, so it was fine.
Oh, yeah.
Whilst listening to... Real Dictator podcasts.
There you go. That's what you can listen to in the desert.
Yeah. Manuel Noriega and Attila the Hun.
Hey. So it's a shame you were having pasta. Because you know what's lovely? Eating a potato, listening to the taters, seeing what those despots did. Cooking up your pots and find about Pol Pots.
Finding out despots.
Seeing what the despots did. He's a dictator. I've got my potato. I got some cottage cheese and some history, and I'm going to have some fun tonight. Yeah, that sounds great.
Hey, mate.
Hi there. So, I've got a guessing game for you. This is one, right?
Yeah.
Hello, mate. I also remember what song I had here on my last run, and it was excellent.
Right.
Really inspiring. Electronic classic.
Right.
With a real propulsive beat.
Yeah.
Quite relevant to running, except slightly the wrong sport. What do you think it was?
It's one about Kraftwerk. About cycling.
Yes, absolutely. Very good.
But what is the song, though?
Tour de France.
Oh, Tour de France, yeah.
Boom, do 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 do
do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do Don't really need to demonstrate what it sounds like to listen to people breathing to listeners to running commentary. They've heard that.
They've heard that.
They've been down that road.
They know what that's like.
This is one of the few times to see through the trees. Another chance to look at the view.
Yeah.
That's actually the town of Trinks. But look at that stately home.
Very
nice. Can I just get a picture? That's really nice. I've got a little dog in the foreground for detail.
Yeah, well, that's good. The dog's actually throwing the ball for itself.
Yeah.
Takes the ball to the top of the hill.
I think.
Drops it at the top. It rolls down.
My dog's got a squeaky ball. It could be easily. I think if I was that dog, I think I can understand me thinking that my ball is a living thing.
Yeah. Oh,
you take it to the top of the hill, and it goes.
Yeah. And then runs off.
Down the hill.
Yeah.
Come back, Pete. Slight uphill, Tring Park, going through the woods.
We must maintain form. Maintain running form to the end of the run.
Absolutely. And you can see, actually, I've never really thought that before, but I can really imagine how poles are going to help with that.
Yeah, oh yeah, totes.
I do find in other exercises, And this is quite heartening for me because, of course, I'm very chesty.
Right.
I'm ridiculously broad-chested. It's, you know, it's why I'm humpy. I feel like my body's got a little bit of... Body dysmorphia is much too big a word, but it seems slightly ridiculous to me, my big chest.
Yeah.
Right? And if I stand up straight, it looks like I'm waiting for someone to give me a middle.
Yeah.
There's even a bench there. We're not going to sit there, but that's lovely, isn't it? A bench that's been built around a tree, looking back across Tring and to the wolds beyond. Anyway, quite often you find, in terms of good form, it's important to open up your chest, and you can feel the benefit, you know?
Yeah.
Like when I do Melissa's stretch, where you, from a standing position, you put one heel on the other knee, and then you kind of sit down into it, like in a half cross leg.
Oh, yeah.
And it stretches the side of your bum, but round the side.
That's a great exercise.
Really good stretch.
Yeah.
But to do it right, you need to open up and straighten up your upper body. You wouldn't think it was connected, but it's so, when you do it, you're like, oh, yeah, I see, that makes sense. And then, by the same token, when you're doing some of the faffier yoga moves, you know, some of them I'm terrible at. I don't bend well at the waist. But I do, I can get my knees up really high, and I can also bend my legs, fold my legs in half. So I'm quite good at things like...
So good for you, isn't it?
And it feels great.
All the hip stuff, all the hip extensions and the
glute
stuff.
Yeah, really working them.
Yeah.
That one, I can stand on like the balls of my feet with my knees quite wide apart and just go into a deep crouch with my hands in like a prayer position. And again, when I do that, if I'm doing it properly, I mean, apart from anything else, it feels incredibly yogic. I think, look at me doing this.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yoga!
Yoga! But also, when I'm doing it right, it all just sits in the middle of that. My big torso just opens up and flattens out, and I can breathe into my chest. You know, so I'm in a crouch, right? I'm not hunkering down into a ball at all. It's all kind of upright.
So how much yoga are you doing every couple of days or what?
Yeah, it's a really good system, actually, because me and my wife, we do it whenever we're free,
right,
when she gets home from work. And so, like, sometime between 6 and 7. And it tends to be not more than 2 or 3 times a week. So we get, you know, it's not that
That's
much
great.
Pressure.
And it's regular
once
enough,
or
isn't
twice,
it? Are we going left or straight through?
4 times. I just want to check. I think we're going straight on, but I don't want to miss our turn off. No, it's not. Our turn off isn't yet. Straight
okay,
on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I see where we are. And then, 4 times is kind of too many. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're very strict about it. So often she'll come in and we're like, oh, you know, we've got time, don't we? And then we do it, and you just never regret it. Sets you up for the night.
Yeah.
Just really relax, you know?
And how's the old, you know what I'm going to say?
Oh, yeah, well...
How's that going?
Well, my rules have kind of gone out the window.
Right.
But I'm getting better at...
No rules!
Oh, taking weeks off and stuff. But I'm quietly... being strict about not drinking during the week.
Right.
I still like to be a little bit more... I fall off the wagon very easily.
Yeah, right.
So okay. I've definitely drunk the last 3 days. I didn't plan to drink on Saturday, because I don't normally drink on days I've got gigs, whereas we were socialising on Friday, coming home and having kedgeree on Sunday. I mean, the excuses are there, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can't have kedgeree without a pint.
And Saturday... You thought mid-gig, might as well have a pint.
Oh, no, we were actually...
You can have a pint when you're... You can order while you're on stage, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. The glee. You can order over and over again.
Yeah.
So much less material, because I kept saying,
bring me more! Who wants a drink?
We have worked with those comedians, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mike Wilmot, I've never seen
Downing,
anyone drink
Downing
that
shots during the gig. Those are the day. Back in the day,
now,
mate.
I can look back.
Back in the day.
Scroll back in my mind and see... The promoters, the fear in the promoters' eyes as the bar tab goes through the roof right here. This is another place where I got lost before.
Right.
But not today, Paul.
Not today, no.
Not today. It's not going to happen, he says. If we do get lost here, it's easy. We go down a hill and turn right and go up a road called the Twist. And so if we do have to do that, I'm just going to say to you, let's twist again like we did last summer. Oh. But basically, I've been finding that my rules abide quite well versus real life.
Right.
So, like, last week I didn't do all the exercise I wanted to do, didn't do the mileage I wanted to do, but I wanted to. It wasn't to do with lack of commitment. It was life.
Yeah.
You know? So that model for doing, always doing yoga when we can.
Right.
That's how it has to be at this point in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more.
But as you get that sort of post-50 thing, it involves a kind of going a little bit gently with yourself. I mean, this is all very ironic, considering I'm training harder than I ever have in my life.
To run a million miles.
To run way harder than...
Goodness, this is lovely. As I say, I missed this before. I haven't done this turn before.
Are we
straight
doing that?
Across, yeah. To Tring Stay. Oh, look, that's it. That's the truth of it.
Yeah.
It says up here...
1.6.
1.6 miles to Tring Station. And we are on... Go on, do your magic guessing.
I would say we're on about 16.3.
Oh, 16.2.
Are
we? We're only looking at 17.8. It's going to be the challenge when we get to Tring Station. Are we going to race around the block?
It's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard to stop. Because you know what I'm like.
Yeah.
If I say I'm going to do 20, I'm going to do 20. There's no way you're going to find me secretly exultant at the fact it's only 17.8.
No, that's not going to happen.
No.
You're just not that guy.
Well, I don't... Well,
neither of us are.
I don't live like that. I'm not here to take up. I'm here to take over. I'm not here to...
Suspect clearly lying.
Yeah. If you think my heart sang when I saw that sign, you're sadly mistaken. It was a groan of disappointment. In fact, I wanted it to be further away. If that had said 5, I'd have been fine. Bring it on.
Miles. Shut off.
Put more weight in my rucksack. Let's go.
I'm going to Aylesbury.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Serve, madam.
Dismiss, suspects.
Yeah.
Testimony.
Yeah.
Clearly,
false pretenses. Over.
Bullpucky. But yeah, that was a genuinely beautiful bit where you popped out of Tring Park next to a little cottage and went through like a kind of arch.
Yeah.
And all new to me because I got lost here last time, missed it. Ended up running down the road and then up again. But do you know what I did do that day, Paul?
20 miles.
I ran far enough, didn't I?
Yeah.
Trig Point.
Yeah.
It's not even on the top. I thought Trig Points had to be on the top. See? Does that mean anything to you at all?
Do you know what?
It's a trigonometry point. It's important.
Nice.
It's not important, is it?
No. Do you know what I might do? I might run from Finsbury Park Station to The bus stop just around the corner before it takes me home.
Yes.
That's another 80 yards.
Yes.
Good 80 metres.
Well, I tell you, we can run from Euston. You know, it's 3 miles from Granary Square back to my house.
Yeah, nice.
It's a nice run.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
After we've sat on the train for 3/4 of an hour, letting our legs completely... Actually, no, I was going to say that. We shouldn't let our legs tighten up. I think we should do
squats.
A little bit of... Do your own sports massage.
Yeah.
I've got my oils.
Yeah.
We get two seats.
Yeah, that wouldn't turn people off, would it? Just us stripped down, oiling ourselves.
And we start in there...
Chatting loudly about the run.
And we start out here, and then it kind of comes into town as the train gets busier and busier.
I thought my balls had chafed, but they didn't this morning.
No, they look all right for me.
My knackers look smooth.
Is that oil too... Is that stinging, or is it waking you up?
I feel fine. Slapping each other's buttocks.
Tiger balm.
Yeah.
Put some Tiger Bomb. Oh, not down there. Oh!
Coming into Euston.
Just rubbing and slapping.
Yeah.
You find
giggling.
God, here comes the train. There's hardly anyone on this train. That's lucky. That's because... Oh, my God, what are they doing?
We seem to have the compartment to ourselves. Content.
Strangely, that part of the story sounded true. Over.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember the last time I had a sports massage. But then it's a good thing, isn't it? I mean, touch
wood.
I need wood.
One. Yeah.
It's because I haven't needed one.
Yeah, I mean, I could do with some before then.
But by, I haven't had anything like that I needed to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, only a few more of these sweet little paths. I mean, every one of them is like a little fairy tale, isn't it? You turn a corner and you've got a wood on one side.
We're
and
descending
a
into
field them. On the other side and a woodland in the distance. It's quite magical, really.
It is. It's been a lovely little
and it's so
adventure.
Like you were saying about the Marathon of Sable, and also talking about running the Peak District, the Lake District, it's just so low impact. It's hardly ever... Every now and again, you might find a steep climb.
Yeah.
But it's not rocky, it's not harsh.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's lovely. We're about to get to a big road. My guess is A41.
Right.
And I think that it's engineered so that we get across it very easily. I can't remember quite how. It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's exciting.
A bridge could be a tunnel.
So we've definitely perked up since I saw the sign for Tring. I mean, there's no...
I thought you were reading it out, but you were just setting up a little alarm of joy.
There's no getting around it. It definitely cheered me up. It's just that thing of running for 4 hours is... It's a long time, isn't it?
What?
It's a long time to run.
No, I don't... What?
Yeah.
Can't know what you're getting at here. Yeah, exactly. And actually, it's a little thing. I didn't... On the one hand... Ooh. I didn't want to be too paranoid.
Yeah.
But also I knew you didn't mind. And also I was quite confident. And also content this way.
Yeah, content.
But I was a bit... I know that the last time I did this run, I got lost.
Yeah.
And we've gone past all three places where I got lost.
Yeah, and we didn't get
lost. As of right now.
And we didn't get lost.
And this last bit, this road, it's called The Twist. Yeah. The bottom of it's really steep with a really long bend. It's horrible.
And do you know why we didn't get lost, mate? Because you were me, mate.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Not because you helped or looked, just because I'm scared of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally remember this. As I say, when I was here before, it was a hot, sunny day.
Yeah.
But talking about that magic of the paths, this is it. And I still, you know, the village, as I say, is further away than the station. And actually, I think I was strict that day and ran off into the hills. But I got to this point. Look at those red roofs over there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like... You know.
Yeah, it's got away.
That's where we're going. Oh, look, there goes the train. Damn it, it's a 3:15. Ah! We missed it!
What's the point? There's a really nice gig in Tring, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, that's
there's
right.
A little festival, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's upstairs in the town hall or something.
Yeah,
I think of Hempstead. Oh, no, Tringe. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, Tring's nice.
Really
good.
Who runs that? Ben. Very nice. Hey, listen. It's about time we made our movie. I'm going to film you. I want the full review of... this run. Let me see if I can get close to you and keep running. One second, got to reverse. Okay. Right, we're coming into the last mile or two run in the Chilterns.
We're in the last mile.
MDS training for Paul, so his opinion's the one that counts. Oh, what do you think of it so far?
It's been great. I mean, it's a bit disappointing. We're meant to run 20 miles, but I found we're only running 17.8.
Woohoo! Yes!
Get in!
That is a shame.
And I still haven't worked out the water. Doesn't seem to work. I'm not. It's just not working. Not getting anything. So I might be.
You should take that back.
Well, this is how I've worked it out how to do it. There we go. Wait.
Technique
off.
Oh, he's done it.
Mm.
Yeah, that must
really
be difficult.
Nice.
Meanwhile,
really nice.
Smug. Well, that's great stuff. If you're listening to this and you haven't seen that on the socials, go back, because that's
get on the socials.
Incredible.
Yeah. Get on the socials. Get on the content.
What was it someone was saying about?
Content.
Some old comedian.
Content.
Was moaning about young comedians the other day.
All right, yeah.
And they were just saying, oh, stop asking them questions.
Yeah, that was Freddie Quinn.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's not even that old. He's just scrubbing.
No, he's not, no.
But I have to say, I'm a little bit resistant to we.
Yeah.
So what do we think of... It's like, you're not a patronising nurse, you're a comedian. When this Freddie Quinn, fair enough, said... Someone was on and they said, so, London, do we know London?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a global city, mate.
Yeah.
I've heard it mentioned.
But it's weird to have a comic in Manchester asking questions about London. That is a sign that you've got a London set and you need to have a look at it.
That's right, that's true.
Because that's where it came from.
That's a pitching mistake.
Yeah.
But also, there is the other side of that, is that weird thing about people, comedians in the Northwest, hating on London and convincing themselves that everyone does.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I think in the audience, that's quite likely to play. Because I've had that, I've been hated for being from London.
Yeah.
Big cities, Manchester, Glasgow. Blackpool, as we know. But when I was in Colwyn Bay and the troublesome other comedian saw my Oyster card.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, careful. Like the locals were going to see it and lynch me. I said, mate, your view of the world is...
Yeah.
It's skew-if. That's not happening.
It was nice to walk around... The northern quarter, because the frog just gets... Because he'd studied the data, the club owner.
Here we go. Look, sorry, this footpath gets its own massive bridge over the
road.
Yeah,
it's nice, yeah.
I knew there was something good up ahead. And up ahead's Ivanhoe Beacon. It's further than our run. Do you think we should push on?
Oh, yeah, without doubt,
just
mate.
Just include that.
Without doubt, the way I'm feeling.
Yeah. I'm keen.
That's all I can do to not...
I'm keen
I'm getting
to do
a bit
that.
Vertigo here.
Dropping back for
I'm
a good
I'm not
shot.
Enjoying this.
There he goes. Ivanhoe Beacon.
I'm not enjoying this. Oh, no. Oh, dear. We're on a bridge over a motorway.
Cool.
I don't like that. I do not like that.
Oh. I dropped back and now I can't hear you.
I don't like that. Don't like it.
So you were saying it was nice in the Northern Quarter?
Well, no, because the guy who runs the gig, who owns the gig, had crunched the stats, the data on the people who come and see it.
Yeah.
And they're all from the Northern Quarter, basically.
Yeah.
And it just reflects a changing demographic. A lot, you know, young kids, Northern Quarter kids.
Yeah.
It's just quite nice. It's still very lively and vibrant, Manchester. It really is.
That's
you know.
Right. And it's got everything, you know. It's a big city with different communities within it doing different things.
Yeah.
Which I think is true everywhere, really. But when a place is big enough, you can kind of see it and engage with it. Yeah, I would say coming down off that bridge and turning right and turning left, that my hips and knees have started to behave roughly in the manner of a bladder when you get to the front door on a night out.
Yes.
My body is doing the muscle ache equivalent of saying, oh, we're nearly there.
Yeah.
But I feel good.
Good.
When it comes down to it, like you say, I've run further than this recently.
Yeah,
but it's been challenging underfoot.
Well, no, you ran further, but you haven't run for longer on your feet. That's the thing.
Yeah. Oh, there's no bridge and no tunnel, Paul.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, what are we doing?
Well, we're going to have to turn
back. We're not wrong, mate.
Just go back.
Yeah, just go back. Just come back the way we came.
Yeah, just retrace the steps.
Yeah. Just run back to Chesham.
Yeah, via the obelisk.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go into a memory sequence there.
Yeah.
The romantic memories of our run.
The twist, public footpath.
Let's go to this island and then
all
cross.
All right, okay.
Oh! Just stopped and started there. Looking forward to you massaging me up on the train.
Yeah. Stretch those hammies. Push back. Push back. Give me the stretch. Feel the stretch.
Were you there with me? Were you in the room when we went for a massage on Parkinson's UK after the London Marathon? And I was in a bit of a state.
Right.
And I said, oh, look, I've hurt my toe.
Yeah.
And it was a tiny, tiny chafe.
Right.
But the woman who was about to massage me didn't know I've got a deformed toe.
Right.
So when she looked down at my foot, your feet. A toe, oh my God, it's all folded up. That was hilarious. Unfortunately, at the time,
someone's died there, hasn't it?
Ah,
yeah.
That's not happy.
Sad.
Flowers on the post in the middle of the road there, which really kind of killed my.
No, go on.
No, it's not the toe story.
The two can coexist.
Anyway, it's hilarious.
Those are the days, isn't it?
You've noticed a couple of times in the last few minutes we've completely stopped running without either of us commenting on mine.
London Marathon, finishing, coming down the steps into into the Parkinson's people.
Yeah.
For the meal, that was always good fun, wasn't it?
Oh, and they give you a big round of applause.
Yeah,
you have
that
to
was
walk
nice,
down a flight of steps.
Yeah, that was
so
nice.
At the exact moment when everyone's clapping, you're going, ow,
hiya,
ow. Another great field side path, though this one looks like it might go slightly back uphill, which is brutal.
What?
Horses on our right.
What?
It's got much better. It's got easier and easier to map read, actually.
Right.
Because we kind of picked up the ridgeway.
Yeah.
It's just everyone wants to go the way we're going. It makes it a bit easier, doesn't it? Happy memories of of Race the Stones coming back to you?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Rach. What are you doing? How was the first gate? There you go. Come and get me. Come and get me, love.
Stop talking. Get
your jeans.
Ah, there you go. Slight uphill.
Yeah.
Still running. Hips complaining. But you know what? My worst thing's happened to me today.
What?
It's this hanging thumbnail.
The hanging thumbnail.
Got to get home and get that thing off.
I'm still...
like a nightmare.
I'm still struggling for the why for the run.
Yeah.
And I am still a bit worried that when it gets really, really hard, as it obviously will,
yeah,
I'm going to struggle. I just need... I don't know where it's going to come from. I mean, I'm curious about the run.
Yeah.
I want to do it. I want to feel those feelings and have that. But I just... That thing of, like, backs to the wall, like, you know, this is about my dad or...
Yeah, yeah.
The London Marathon. This is sort of about my mum sort of thing.
No, I know
I'm just slightly struggling for that ultimate... reason beyond curiosity.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you're doing the book and everything.
Yeah.
Because it's a real adventure. You really want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not just writing the book for a laugh. It's a story you want to tell.
It's about aging and getting old and letting go of stuff and all sorts of things.
It feels more like, and I mean this in a positive way, I think, it's not that you're not going to have that, and it's not, and I think you can do it. But like you say, I think it's scary because I don't think you found out what it is yet.
No.
I think it's going to come and get you.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty dogged if I've done the training. I mean, I'm pretty good at keeping on. The Race of the Stones is...
Yeah, you weren't engaged.
I wasn't fit.
You weren't able to do the training. That's right.
And here I am. I am fitter. But it's going to be really hard. I mean, this is just a bit of an insight into it. Today, carrying a pack that's a quarter of the weight that I'm going to set off on the first day.
Yeah.
And the heat. It's going to be hard work, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. And how do you feel right now?
I feel
we were coming back to do this again tomorrow. I mean, you'd be able to do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think I'd be all right. I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, well, that's something.
But I'd find it tough, but I think I'd be able to do it, yeah. I mean, I'm going to run 20 miles tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'll run sort of flattish. Well, I might run around the heath, actually.
Yeah.
But I won't run with a rucksack.
Yeah.
Just give myself a bit of a rest from that. And it'll be hard, but I'll be able to do it.
So,
but yeah,
it's interesting, isn't it? Because you are doing it for charity, but again, it's because it's a good idea and you like it, not because it's something that...
Yeah, it's
like... It's amazing how often, like going back to Laura's play, people do use... And it, like you said, in a kind of slightly more oblique way, you've definitely done it yourself. People use their personal trauma to fuel these things.
Yes, yeah. And I don't really feel it's trite to say that I've dealt with all that stuff.
No, but it's key.
But I sort of feel a little bit. I mean, like
it's harder to find that stuff when you get older.
I mean, the stuff that you know, the course I'm running for, Recovery Runners, is something that's close to me. I appreciate it. It's grassroots.
Yeah, you respect
I respect the idea of people recovering through running.
Yeah.
That's something that I have done.
Yeah.
That's something that I can relate to.
But it's not something you're doing.
That might be a way in.
Yeah.
To the why. But I'm not, you know, I'm telling myself a big part of the way I'm trying to approach my life at the moment.
It puts me in mind of Danny Bear doing I'm a Celebrity and leaving.
Right.
And people say, why is he going home? He's just like, I'm not enjoying it. I miss my family.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You know, just don't need it enough to bother with all this.
Yeah, it's like...
To bother with this.
It's like... I'm telling myself a new story about my life now that's not to do with the past like that.
Yeah.
I'm in a different area.
Yeah.
So maybe, I think, maybe it's to be embraced on that level. It's like...
Who am I?
Who am I? Well, it's a transition from a can't-do character to a can-do.
Yeah.
Can I be a can-do?
Do you know what's going to happen in the rest of my life? Where am
can
I do, next?
Where does that lead to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I do?
Can do.
Can do.
I do?
Can
no
I do? Can do.
Great. So if he comes through the desert muttering that, we know everything's gone well. Yeah.
Can do.
Can do. Can do. I do?
Can do.
Can do.
Can do.
Because I think you've got all the information. You know, I don't think that perspective is going to change unless, I don't know, something happens.
Yeah.
Could be almost anything. Could be something in the news. Could be something in your personal life. Could be something that you don't think of as your personal life but really touches you.
Yeah.
Or it could be something that doesn't happen till you get there. Like
yeah, yeah.
What the experience shows you.
Of course.
Or maybe
yeah,
the story
yeah.
of someone you meet.
Yes.
You know? Or maybe just the blooming desert itself.
Yeah, it's funny running off into something that I don't know what it is yet. It is funny.
Yeah.
It is unusual. So we're going...
I'm going to check.
Yeah.
It would be a bad time to go the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to turn left onto this road.
Okay.
And follow it around the corner and then...
Right.
Oh, it looks like we're going to get to the station really soon.
What?
Oh.
What's the point? I wanted a long run, Rob.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I tell you what, though. We might joke, but the audience... Well, actually... The audience will be technically disappointed with us for not running far enough, but they'll be very pleased to not have to listen to us anymore.
Well, no, but just because we've been listening to each other for 4.5 hours doesn't mean that they have.
No, that's right.
Yeah. It's important to remember that.
That is key.
Yeah.
Let's go on that safe run.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're coming to the... So Trink station's over there?
Just there.
All right, okay.
Go past it down into the village, see if my mum's there with some fizzy water and a towel.
So it doesn't seem like 4.5 hours ago that we set off, does it?
No.
It's more like about 3 months. 3.5, 4 months.
Yeah. It's been...
Late November.
But let's review it. I mean, it's been totally within our power.
Yeah.
It was difficult underfoot early on.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which is a good challenge and set a slow pace.
And you get in... A climb, but it's that psychological thing of it's hard because it's right at the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard underfoot, and you've only just started.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You know.
But equally,
we did it.
It did set us up, and also, it did get easier and easier.
Yeah.
We haven't got lost at any point, and it was a nice run as well, isn't it?
No, there's no getting
around. It kind of did have chapters.
Run. Yeah, it's getting through that. It's that phase. It's a bit like. It's a bit like the marathon, isn't it? When you pass halfway between 13 and 17 miles, it can be a deceptively tricky phase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That third phase where you know you've broken the back of it, but you know we're near the end.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's a tricky phase for every runner, I think.
And what I really liked about today is, I think, for three obvious reasons. One, I didn't get lost, so I didn't run as far. Two, lovely conditions. It's basically cold. So we're staying at a good temperature, not burning too much energy. And three, we're here together. It's just easier than last time I did it.
Yeah, loads
that
easier.
That always makes you feel better, doesn't
loads
it?
Loads easier, yeah.
When you own it a bit more.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Company.
Episode 4 of our run through the Chilterns. The fourth part of episode 444. Although it means it's 446.
Finishing about 4 hours and 44.
Four hours and 44 for you. Let's have a look at the results. We haven't stopped yet, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we go another quarter of a mile, it's 18.
Right.
Let's not bother.
Yeah. We'll cut it short.
Yeah, it's going to come in just around 18 miles in 4.25 hours.
Yeah.
And
that's fine.
As your wife said, well, you're going to talk all the way.
It's
well, we did.
We did.
Nearly.
We did. 4 miles an hour.
We'll see you all on the Euston chain with the essential oils.
Woo!
And hey, listen, do subscribe.
Yeah, of course.
We love it if you see the extra episodes. Good interviews coming up.
If you subscribe, we might be able to afford the ticket back to London.
Yeah, that will help with that.
Get it through to us quick.
And, we look forward to seeing you. Keep telling us all about your incredible...
We'll do the PBs next episode.
Yeah, because
them all out.
The season's great so far. We haven't mentioned any of your Cambridge halves, long runs. The marathon's going to be starting soon. Good luck with all your training. I hope
the
that this gives you
pace.
A lens into it. And, here's to it all. And anything... Any tips particularly for Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, particularly left field. Remember, we've got
how
the
to
stuff.
Use a water bottle.
He's got people online talking about blocks and things. We're looking for left field insight.
Yeah, mental sort of mental tricks. Yeah.
Ways into it. So yeah. Let us know. We love you. Thanks for this run, Paul.
Je t'aime. Mouh.
Mouh. Namaste.
Mouh.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.